Good morning for WBAI in New York. I'm Linda Perry with some of the news for Thursday, November 20th, 2014. A new Quinnipiac poll says 86% of New York City voters say crime and police brutality are very serious or somewhat serious problems. The most important concern facing the city, according to New Yorkers, is the economy. And New Yorkers weighed in on Shirlane McCrae, New York City's First Lady. Only 24% of New York City voters, including 26% of women, say the mayor's spouse should have a major role in shaping public policy. 37% say she should have a minor role, and 34% say she should have no role. The mayor's spouse should not have a chief of staff, say 61% of the voters, including 55% among women. As for Bill Bratton, voters approve 47-35% of the job that the police commissioner is doing, the lowest ratings for a police commissioner in more than 12 years. As far as Eric Garner is concerned, 64% of New York City voters say there's no excuse for the death of Eric Garner on Staten Island. Voters approve 63-25% of bringing criminal charges against the police officer involved in Garner's death. Immigration lawyers say they are being flooded with calls from people in the country illegally asking if they will qualify under President Barack Obama's yet-to-be-announced plan to shield as many as 5 million immigrants from deportation. The president says he'll announce the long-awaited order tonight. Republicans have said it's a move that will poison his relations with the new Congress. Some conservative lawmakers are threatening to pursue a government shutdown if Obama follows through. In Washington, intelligence officials say that years before Ed Snowden sparked a public outcry with his disclosure that the National Security Agency had been secretly collecting American telephone records, some NSA executives voiced strong objections to the program. They said the program exceeded the agency's mandate to focus on foreign spying and would do little to stop terror plots. The executive's 2009 dissent prompted the Obama administration to consider, but then abandon, a plan to stop gathering the records. The secret internal debate has not been previously reported. The Senate on Tuesday failed to pass a proposal by the administration that would have curbed the program. It would have left the records in the hands of telephone companies. That's an arrangement similar to the one the government quietly rejected in 2009. And you're listening to the news on WBAI in New York. A federal judge has overturned the state gay marriage ban in Montana, one of the last states to continue its legal fight on the issue. U.S. District Judge Brian Morris ruled Montana's constitutional amendment limiting marriage to between a man and a woman violates the U.S. Constitution. The clerk of district court in Montana's most populous county, Yellowstone, said she expects her office to start issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples this morning. Also today, the ACLU is planning celebrations at several county courthouses. And today is Transgender Day of Remembrance. It memorializes those killed because of transphobia and brings attention to the hatred and fear experienced by transgender and gender nonconforming individuals. A large percentage of New York City's transgender and gender nonconforming communities live in Brooklyn, so organizing is going on in Brooklyn. You can join the annual Transgender Day of Remembrance March by going to the Brooklyn Community Pride Center, gathering at 5 p.m., and marching across the Brooklyn Bridge at 5:30 today.
Plastic bags clog our storm drains and contribute significantly to the combined sewer overflows that degrade our rivers.
New York City plastic bags, that's what was being discussed at the City Council on Wednesday. There's a bill with the aim of cutting down on pollution and money waste by imposing a 10-cent fee on single-use bags. Public advocate Tish James is one of the bill's co-sponsors.
One particular aspect of the bill that I like is that it doesn't place overly onerous burdens on store owners. For example, a deposit bill would require business owners to receive and store used plastic bags and provide an accounting of all of the bags they sell and receive. This bill imposes no such burden on store owners. And moreover, the 10-cent fee that store owners keep helps those businesses that are struggling in the city.
Council members Richards, Lander, and Chin are co-sponsors of the bill with Tish James. They say New Yorkers use 5.2 billion disposable bags, 625 per person each year. They say we spend $10 million of taxpayer money to truck them as waste to landfills, but many still end up as litter. Others blow into the ocean, where they join ever-growing islands of plastic waste that are filling our oceans. There's one in the Pacific that is the size of Texas, filled with plastic. Catherine Garcia, New York City Sanitation Commissioner, says the effort is to encourage consumers to use more sustainable reusable bags when shopping.
The strategy for reducing single-use carryout bags contemplated by this legislation focuses not only on bag reduction, but also promotes responsible reuse that could help decrease the city's cost to dispose of carryout bags and minimize street litter and water pollution.
But plastic bag manufacturers are opposed to the 10-cent charge for plastic bags. They say it will ruin their businesses, and Advocates for the Working Poor says it puts yet another burden on those who are having a hard time making ends meet. Bronx Councilmember Jimmy Vacca.
Those of us, like myself, from the Bronx, we have constituents of ours who have stepped forth, who have indicated that this is the wrong way to go, that they are being penalized. I don't want seniors, I don't want people of limited income to be penalized. I think that this council is headed in the wrong direction. If we do this, we are here to do the people's business, not give the people the business.
The plastic bag debate in the City Council and in New York City will continue. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.